Hello guys, this is Oluwabunmi Odemobonkole Doye, your host, and welcome to another episode on the Healthy Living with You, the podcast. Thank you so much for the feedbacks on the previous episode on the vagina, what is normal and what is not. I got a lot of responses as regarding that, and a lot of feedbacks, a lot of comments, a lot of questions, and I was able to lend my voice and give answers to those questions I received, and I am grateful for the turn up and the turn up of listeners that listened to that episode. I am grateful for you guys, and thank you so much for that. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different from the norm. Actually, I am the host of the of this podcast, and I am also going to be a guest on this podcast. So, in summary, I am hosting me. So, because of the previous topic we discussed on the podcast about the vagina health, I felt the need and the urge to talk about how to do a vagina self-examine, like how you can self-examine your vagina even before going to the hospital, doing it at home under a few seconds and in the comfort of your home, and also being able to familiarize yourself with your vagina. So, but before I go straight up into introducing the guest and also the host, I would love to lend my voice to the events of things that is currently going on in Nigeria as regards the police brutality. So, we all have a voice. I have a voice, you have a voice, and collectively as youth, we call for the end of the SARS unit of the Nigerian police force, as they have caused more harm than good. While we support the fight against criminals, we totally condemn the victimization of innocent Nigerian youth. Our message is simple: end SARS, end police brutality. I hope this protest and this message collectively gets to the federal government of Nigeria and they do something concerning this. Going forward, I would love to introduce the host and guests of this podcast and segment and episode. She's by the name Oluwabunmi Odemobonkole Doye. Mi Odemobonkole Doye holds a bachelor's degree in medical laboratory sciences from Achievers University, Owo, Ondo State, Nigeria. She is a graduate with a double master's degree in biomedical sciences from the Albert Ludwig University of Freiburg, Germany, and University of Buenos Aires, Argentina, respectively. She focuses on helping individuals, specifically women, lead a healthy lifestyle. She believes that by doing so, she is able to reach a family at a time. Through her lifestyle coaching programs, consultation services, books, podcasts, and health content online and offline, she has been able to train over 1,000 women on the arts and science of leading a healthy lifestyle via good nutrition. Welcome, Kolede Oluwabunmi Odemobonkole, to the platform. All right, jokes apart. So stay tuned with me as we proceed with this conversation.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to my previous episode on the podcast about the vagina, what is normal and what is not. Now, because I hosted a guest to talk about that topic, and which she treated so well, like she spoke so well about it. And for those who listened to the previous episode, you would have learned a lot of stuff from that episode, right? So I felt that since we already know what we should expect as normal from the vagina and what we should expect as not normal from the vagina, I decided to make a bonus episode on how to self-examine the inside of a vagina. Now, before I go straight up to the steps or procedures required to begin this self-exam, I would like to highlight a few items that you'll be needing for this self-examination. The first item on the list is your mirror. The second is your pillow. The third is a small flashlight. The fourth item is gloves for your hands. That's the hand gloves. And then the last item is the diagram of the vulva. The diagram of the vulva. Now, you actually need that pictorial view of what the vulva looks like, so as to guide you on, give you an idea on what you are expected to do during the self-examination. Now, we go to the steps required to begin the self-exam. The first step that should be taken is to wash your hands with soap and water thoroughly. Like, wash your hands thoroughly. You know that you are dealing with a very sensitive organ of your body, and it needs all the hygiene that it requires so that you don't try to infect yourself while doing this self-examine, because you are definitely going to be using your hands inside there. Now, after you have done that, the second is to put on a gloves. So you can either, if you want to use your hands, like your bare hands, it is advisable that you wash them thoroughly with soap and water, as Elia said. Or you can decide to wear your hand gloves. So you can do both together. You can decide to wash your hands first and then wear your hand gloves. Or you can decide to just wash your hands only and not use the hand gloves. So anyone that works for you is fine. But I would advise, anyone that works for you is fine. The second step is to remove your clothing below the waist. Now, if you're wearing a skirt, a pant trousers, or maybe a short or whatever, any clothing you're wearing, just make sure that from your waist down to your legs, you remove the clothing. Like, you're from your waist down to your legs, right, it's free. Just make sure that that area is free, because that's where we are going to be doing the self-examine. The third is to prop the pillow up in front of a wall. Now, what this means actually is that you should place your pillow just in front of a wall. Place it there, and then, because that is where you would actually be placing your back. Now, the next step is to sit up with your back against the pillow. Now, you have the pillow propped against the wall. Now, the next thing for you to do is to sit up straight with your back on the pillow, against the pillow, and then bend your knees. Your feet should be near your buttocks. After you have done that, spread your knees apart to start. Now, this is where the work begins. Now, the next step is to try to keep your pelvic muscles relaxed. This helps you to actually stay very comfortable and not, because you need all the comfort to be able to approach your vagina carefully so that you don't get hurt while trying to do the self-examine. After you have done that, the next step is to hold the mirror out in front of your pelvic area. Then you may need to use the flashlight to see better. Now, you either, if you can see clearly with your mirror, but I doubt that. If you can see clearly without the flashlight, you can decide to not use the flashlight. But I doubt that, because you actually need both the mirror and the flashlight to be able to see clearly. The next step after doing this is, if this is your first time performing the exam yourself, you may want to refer back to the diagram of the vulva. That's why I earlier mentioned that amongst the items you'll be needing for the self-exam, you should include a picture of the vulva. So if you are the type that isn't familiar with the parts of your vulva and what each part does, you would need this picture to guide you through the diagram of the vulva to guide you through. Now, after doing that, you can start to identify different areas and what they look like when you are in different positions or sexually aroused, right? Now, one good thing about this self-exam, vagina self-exam, isn't just about doing it for doing sake, right? It also helps you to get familiar with that organ of your body that is so precious, right? Get familiar, know the different parts of the organ that makes up the vagina and get familiar with it. So it helps you to get familiar with your vagina. That is just what it is all about. Now, after you've done that, the next step is to examine the vulva for small cuts, sore, or lumps. Please, I'm not going to go back to what the vulva is all about. If you are not familiar with the word vulva, I would advise that you go through the previous episode, just the episode before this one, to learn more about that, because my guests covered a lot concerning the vulva, right? So I am explaining this with the hope that you know what the vulva is. So yeah, you examine the vulva for small cuts, sores, or lumps, and then the next step is to gently spread the vagina lips with one hand, and then hold the flashlight or mirror with the other hand. The next step afterwards is to gently insert one finger into your vagina. I would love to add here that if you are making use of your bare hands without the gloves, please try as much as possible that you keep your fingernails neatly trimmed so that you don't hurt yourself while trying to like put your hands through into your vagina. That is my, from a place of experience, I'm saying this from a place of experience. So try as much as possible to keep your fingers neatly trimmed before doing that, if you are going to use your bare fingers or your bare hands without the hand gloves. Now, I would continue. After gently inserting one finger into your vagina, you would feel the inside may seem similar to the roof of your mouth. If you feel any sores or growths along the vagina wall, see a doctor. Now, it is very, very important that while you are inserting your finger down there, try as much as possible to be very observant and be sensitive to what is going on around there. And so if you feel any sore while doing that, or you feel any growth along the vaginal wall, I would advise that you see your doctor, talk to a doctor about it. Afterwards, gently remove your finger and look at your vagina discharge. That is another important thing to look out for. If you notice an unusual color, now when the discharge is out, the things to look out for is the color of the discharge and the smell. If you notice an unusual color or a foul odor or smell, please see a doctor. Talk to a doctor about it. Talk to your gynecologist about this. And then look for any other swelling, lumps, or unusual changes that's around the vagina, around the vulva, after removing your finger from the vagina. You look around, open your eyes and look around for any other swelling, lumps, or unusual changes. And you can now, and if you see any swelling, lump, or unusual changes if you see that, please talk to your gynecologist about this. See a doctor, talk to a doctor about it. Don't keep quiet. And then finally, you can now close your knees and stand up. So that is all about what the vaginal self-exam is all about. It is very, very simple. It doesn't take so much time to do. And apart from the fact that it is related, it is good for you to always do this vaginal self-examine every now and then. I wouldn't say for me personally, I kind of do it once or twice, once in a month or once every 2 months, but I try as much as possible to do it once in a month. It is my vagina, so I have the right to do that and to familiarize myself with this God-given organ. Right now, I would like to add here that remember, the appearance of your vulva can change slightly throughout the month, and if you notice any changes that you are concerned about, speak to your gynecologist about it. During your next visit, make an appointment with your gynecologist, make an appointment with your doctor, and make sure to bring it up during the next appointment with any of your healthcare provider. So this is where I end the bonus episode for this topic regarding the vagina health, and I hope that you got value from this. And if you have any question and any comments or whatever, or any concern that you feel I should know about, and you feel I can give
an answer to, right? I will try as much as possible to give an answer to that as soon as I get your question. So please feel free to reach out to me. Now you can, I am most active on Facebook as Kole Doye Oluwabunmi Odemobong, right? Don't worry, I'll write all the description and attach it to the show box attached to this episode, right? So I am on Facebook. You can find me as Kole Doye Oluwabunmi Odemobong. On LinkedIn, I am also active on LinkedIn as Oluwabunmi U Kole Doye. On Instagram, I am active as Yudis Kitchen. So you can follow me on Instagram on at Yudis Kitchen. And on Gmail, you can send a message to my Gmail, Kole Doye Odemobong 1960@gmail.com. You don't have to sweat. Like I mentioned earlier on, I would attach all the descriptions and all the platforms in which you can follow me on. And also not forgetting Twitter, my dearest Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter with the username at LivingUD on Twitter. Yeah, LivingUD on Twitter. I think that's all. Yeah. So once again, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you got value from this. And please don't forget to like, share, and send in your nice and sweet reviews. Until I come your way next week, always remember to stay safe and to stay healthy. Bye.